Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session once again for the 1,214th time. You're not, but I am Emerson, and I am live on Ben Davis campus doing something that we do. I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but they've been doing it because I just been watching them doing it because they've been doing it great. But we're live on School Talk outside with Mr. Easter and students because it's student produced. Caesar's back in the studio producing. Can he talk?
Yeah, he can talk to us.
Caesar! Caesar!
Hello, Emerson. How's your morning, Ben?
I knew he could talk. Good morning, Caesar. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't see you because I'm outside. If I could see you, that'd be scary. No, I mean, you got cameras. And so I guess, you know, this is technology. You can't see people with cameras. And I mean, like I had ESP or something, extra stupid
ESPN.
Powers. Yeah, extra stupid powers.
ESPN.
NBC. I got a joke file of that, but
CBS.
I can't tell you that. RSPPP. But anyway.
RSPCT.
There you go.
RIP, Rita. RIP.
It's like coffee. Anyway, we're live outside for the, we're outside because we're going to do something with the 2018 Partnership Day here at Wayne Township.
I feel like we're back. You remember last year we were kind of in a different spot and, you know, we didn't have our, there's Mr. Pratt's birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
That's right.
Happy birthday to you.
Going by.
I'm sorry.
But I feel like we're back in our spot. So thanks to Dita and Draco and.
Hey.
Aaron Dietrich, sorry, I had a brain fade there, and Mr. Pratt and Mr. Biggerstaff. We're going to pull some of those people in. Mr. Biggerstaff had his clipboard.
He's
doling out the, you know, where people are. But as you mentioned, Emerson, it's Area 31 Partnership Day. But I know there's something back in the studio, right? That Caesar has over there on that wall.
Caesar, what's that thing you call the, we call the,
Ben Davis at Pike today at 7 p.m., the football game. You cannot miss that. That's going to be a really good game. School Talk, which is right now, obviously, you're listening to it. And our Audio Boom, you can go to audioboom.com and search WBDG-FM to listen to old shows and listen to this show. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook at WBDG-Indy.
We're
chicken.
One of the food trucks is pulling in, the firehouse cook pulling in. By the way, Grant, you don't even know this yet. We have a new underwriter to welcome.
All right.
Tonight, and I'll just go ahead and do it right now because it's Area 31 sort of kind of related because it's one of the building trades. Plumbing, seriously, 24/7. Welcome them as an underwriter.
That'll work.
Thanks for their support. But anyway, Emerson.
That was a thing we what we call that thing you just talked off right off. Yeah. And we got some more sponsors. I mean Allison Transmission.
Not us
for this partnership.
But for the partnership day.
Yeah,
yes.
Allison Transmission.
I wish they, that'd be a good.
And they that's the whole conversation. It's time for these folks that the partnership day come sports radio. That's right.
Well, I know Grant's got his t-shirt.
Yeah,
t-shirt on. Thing. He's gonna be probably. Talking to some of these folks today.
Yeah, that's good because I got some good sponsors for the partnership today after BNW Plumbing and Heating, Brightwood College, you know, Ermco, Harlan Bakeries, Ivy Tech, Myers, Woodmiser, more public, PHCC, Public Heating, Cooling, and Contractors Association, Area 31 Career Programs is jamming. You know, STEM is definitely a STEM school certified.
So, you know, that's awesome. We did a program on STEM a couple of weeks ago. And hey, that was one awesome project to get involved in. So, yeah, I got a couple of students. I mean, let my students introduce themselves. I got a couple of students because this is student produced. And if my students are here,
I'm going to take a walk and go back in.
Bring back some coffee.
I'm going to bring back some. I'm going to bring back some help.
Starbuck out here this year? They used to be out here. They'll go
I
find
don't know.
Them.
I'm sure they got something out here.
Somebody, we're going to find
all right,
some
guys.
Coffee. All right,
Mr. Have fun.
Back. And I got my couple of students in here and let them introduce themselves. Starting with my student on my left.
Sup? Grant out here with you.
Grant.
What's been going on?
Day.
Oh. Lots of stuff.
All right.
Lots of stuff to be excited about. Got the game tonight. I'll be on the call.
That's right.
At Pike.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. Because folks don't know a lot about you. We're going to get into that. I got a student on my right.
I'm Blake.
Wait. I got movie stars. I got the first name. So I got stars in the house, boy. You know, it's Blake. I'm sorry. I do that a lot. It's called brain freeze. It's called getting old. I'm just kidding. Go in.
I'm a new student here. This is my first year. Area 31, and I'm excited to what it brings, and looking forward to it.
Great, awesome. Okay, now both of you guys are busy here at the high school, so I want to know more about what you're involved in, and because a lot of things you do are tie into what's going on with the partnership. That there's a man, the hardworking man Showman is right there. How you doing, sir? You know, and so, Grant, go ahead and tell me what's up. What you mean? Tell me what you do at school, what you've been into, and what's your passion out here at the high school?
Well, this is my second year in the radio program, okay. And obviously I'm a transfer student from Tri-West, so I'm here from noon until 2:30 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my radio show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon to 1, Lunch Break Lounge. Tune into that.
Hey.
Then I host Inside Ben Davis Football Tuesdays at 7. That's from the McDonald's on West 10th Street this year, so... You can listen every Tuesday during football season. Hear Coach Simmons and Jeff Robinson from the Flyer, and then I'm your voice of the Giants throughout the season.
The voice of the Giants. Go ahead.
it's gonna be a good year, and people that tune in to WBDG should be excited because we got a lot of things coming.
That's awesome, Blake.
I'm a transfer student from Tri-West as well. I come in the mornings from 7:30 to 10. And I host a show Thursday mornings, big variety of music, and then second half of my show, I talk about some of the big college football games of the year, or of the weekend, excuse me, and Thursday I made my picks for college football playoff, and some of my Heisman sleepers, if you want to call it.
Okay. Who are your Heisman sleepers?
Heisman sleepers this year? Definitely Tracy McSorley is my top pick this year, but up next is probably Tui Tagovailoa from Alabama. Those are my two.
How important is sports at this level in your career, you might say?
Oh, it's very important. It's played a huge impact on my life, and most of my passions include sports like broadcasting, mm-hmm. and most of my hobbies are sports related.
Mm-hmm. Grant, same thing. You got some awards last year, didn't you? Didn't you win any awards at state last year?
Yeah, IASB contest, I won first place radio interview.
Push the button, Caesar. Yeah. How did that feel?
It was good. You know, I went into to the contest not really expecting what was going to happen. I know I entered a lot of pretty good entries, and I knew that if whatever was going to happen was going to happen. I didn't really know what to expect. It was my first year in the contest, but I was first place radio interview, and then I was third place radio play-by-play, mm-hmm. and third place sporting event broadcast.
Wow. You got some big shoes, your own shoes to follow this year. You know, what do you think about coming up? It'd be this year, this school year, yeah. It'd be this school year, trying to go for number two again.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be better than last year, my hope. Obviously, I got third place last year, which is good. You know, third in the state is good for radio play-by-play. But, you know, why wouldn't you want to be first? So that's kind of my mindset this year, and I look forward to hopefully winning something.
But. Yeah, both these gentlemen are part of Area 31, and one that you know, go online, check us out there at the Ben Davis website. You know, Area 31 is about choice. And these two young men are from schools outside of the of Wayne Township, other schools part of the Area 31, you know, which is so cool. And these kids choose to come here. You know, as we say on the website, your career choice makes a big difference to your future. So both of you want to go on the – I understand both of you kind of want to go on the broadcasting.
Yes, yes.
It's a sports broadcast or just broadcasting – that's that same thing, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I recently applied to Ball State to hopefully get in, but I want to study telecommunications up there at Ball State. Obviously, Ball State's one of the best in the country in that, in terms of telecommunications with the David Letterman program they have up there. But
okay, awesome David Letterman building. You ever been to the David Letterman?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah, my picture's in it next to the janitor's door. I'm just kidding. They make a lot of money. Some place. I live at a whole nother show. I go off like that, you know. I'm just kidding. But that's cool. Boston, that's awesome campus.
Yeah. And I went up there for a visit in March, and I liked it a lot. Yeah. So I applied there last week, and I should know here in a month or so.
Okay. Blake, what college you want to go to?
University of Indy sparked my eye this summer because I went there for 4 days for mm-hmm. a leadership camp. And it, mm-hmm. I really like the campus, and I heard they have a pretty good telecommunications program.
Got a good radio program. Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, and definitely yeah. Ball State is in the picture, too. And, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, back in the day, they had a young man there. Well, I call him a young man. Chuck Workman used to do the jazz show on this radio station there at U of I. And then former mayor Greg Ballard has... I can't remember what his position is there at the university. My callers know, or my you can't call, but my listeners know, former mayor, major, colonel, lieutenant colonel, Greg Ballard is on staff there. I think, I don't know what his position is, but he's one of the big wigs there. So it's an awesome campus. And like I said, we go there every year for the competition. And the studios are awesome. You know, the folks are awesome. So I think those are two good choices. Here at Area 31, here at Ben Davis High School, if the student does not know what program to choose, they can decide the career path to a lot of different programs here in Area 31. And this radio program, Giant 98.9 WBDG, is part of Area 31. I got some more students coming out here. I want to introduce them.
Yep, Emerson, I'll let you go and get you some fresh blood in here.
Okay, where are you going now? Where are you going to go? You're going to check out some of the wares, some of the vendors.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I'm going to head back to the studio there for a second, and I'll be right back.
Okay, you find coffee, let me know.
All right, I will.
Yeah, I've got some vendors out here. So, also, one thing about the program, Area 31, you know, a lot of the programs there have opportunity to earn an associate degree while in high school, and that is really, really, really cool through a Vincent's Early College program here at Area 31. So it was a lot. I got a couple of more students to sit down, so I'm going to introduce my students to you. On my left is...
TJ.
All right, TJ, tell me more about your school. I mean, you transfer in for another school? And
yeah.
What grade you are? Which, well, how many years you been in radio? And what college you going to? And then got the $10 you owe me.
I go to Plainfield.
Okay.
Junior.
Hold your mic a little closer there. There you go. Plainfield?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah. It's my first year doing radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of sparked you to get in radio? Because you're like your freshman. Yeah, what was the spark?
Because I love music.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. What kind of music do you like?
Rock, country,
rock?
Rap.
Okay. How far with rock will you go back? Rod Stewart, rock?
70s, 60s, 80s, 90s.
The real rock.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you talk about, rap, you know, and I like rap, but I like the real rap where the rap had a purpose to the song.
I like 80s and 90s rap, too.
Yeah. You ever listen to country music?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how country music always tells a story? You know, it always tells a story. It might be a sad one because, you know, the girl left him and so did the dog. And the guy says, I want my dog back.
Always got something. It's always got something for sure.
But they always tell a story. And that's what I like about music is, you know, of the old music, the old R&B, the old raps. They all told a story about something, you know. But I always joke about the one when, you know, my girlfriend left me and took my dog. Boy, I really miss my dog. You know, something like that. You know, but anyway, that's on my left is
Tony.
Tony, all right. Tell me more about Tony. What school? What grade? And how'd you get where you're at now?
I go to Avon.
Okay,
I'm a junior.
Oreos.
And What do you mean by where I got now?
Radio. How'd you get in the radio? How'd you end up in the radio program?
Well, I originally came here, and I wanted to do the police officer one.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't like the program that
all
much.
Right, okay.
And then I was leaving, and then Jalen Brooks.
Yeah.
He talked to me, stopped me and talked to me about this. So I said, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I can.
Yeah, one thing about radio is, as far as the communication, it would bring you out of your shell if you was a shy type person. Because we're out here sitting, Blake, you see, we're out here sitting under a little tent.
A little tent, yeah.
Talking to us, and we hope somebody hears us. But we know they do, but we can't see them.
Right.
So it's like talking in a closet, you might say. You know, but you know, you got thousands of listeners, really do. I've had listeners listen to us far as Florida.
Wow.
And California online, listen to the program.
Mr. Isher said they were in Cuba, too.
There you go. So it happens, you know. So that's one thing about you guys. Hope you figured out while you're on radio, you're learning a lot, and you're on live radio.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's cool. So what's your first name again?
It's really
TJ.
It's Anthony.
Anthony.
I go by Tony sometimes.
Okay, Tony. College. Where do you want to go to college? You decided yet? I haven't decided yet,
but I know I want to go into the Marines.
High five. I'm a Marine, so you know. Hey, you know. Yeah, that's cool. You know, Marine Corps really did a lot for me, and that's a whole brand new show because I couldn't stay in high school. That's two shows, but I couldn't stay in high school. But it was the Marines that kind of turned me around, or should I say, knocked some sense into me. You know, but we're outside talking. We encourage you in the community to come out and check out the partnership days because we're outside the north, and then the football court. Football field,
yeah.
Football court. Okay, I'm going to mix basketball and football here. We're playing. I have you call that one. So we got a lot of vendors out here. And so we'll come out and check them out and see what it's all about. And these are partners that partner with our students here at the high school because you can go to high school, learn, do something. And let's say you want to be a refrigerator mechanic or technician or HVAC. Can we help me? I'm old.
HVAC.
There you go. Yeah. HVAC. And you can do that in high school. And similar to what you said, you went to the police program. So I don't want to do that. But you can, let's say you want to grow. I want to grow up and be an air conditioning repair person. Well, come in high school, Air 31, you can practice that, play with that, touch that, and say, well, man, I changed my own. I want to work on aircraft engines. So you can do that. No, I don't want to do that. I want to be a plumber. You can learn all these things while you're in high school. And then you know if you really want to do it for real life because you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work. Like I say, we got awesome sponsors out here, Air 31 Career Center Partnership Day. Going on right now. You got to come out and check this out. It's open to the public. We got parking. We got students. You can see what our students are doing. And you can interact with the partners that partner with your students here in Wayne Township through the Area 31 Career Center. You got to go online also. Check out the video. Area 31 got a good video out there online that talks about our program and how they support the students here at Area 31. And that is so cool. Now, Blake, this is your first year here.
Yes.
As far as Tony and TJ.
Yep.
This is your first year.
Yep.
At partnership. And your
first year.
So y'all weren't here last year. This is your first partnership day.
Nope.
Dang. So I'm gonna have to send one of y'all on a mission and go run down there and grab some literature real quick and see who's down there and let me know if you see any coffee. Who wants to take the mission?
Come. Good.
You got a 3-minute mission.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, see what you come back with.
timing.
Yeah, see if you come back with. Because a lot of folks out there, and our vantage point, we can't see them all. But I want to see what they come back with, as far as the partnership. And Mr. Pratt is here somewhere. He's the leader of this band of awesome people here at Air 31, the director. And he's over in the corner. I'm going to snatch him, but he's directing traffic right now, so I really can't scratch him. Grab him. Yeah, if we can get him over. Go get him. Go get him, TJ. Go get him. The guy's drinking the coffee right there, Mr. Press. See if you got a second. That's the principal of the Area 31. See if you got a second. Say hi to our folks on radio. We just grabbing people. And then that's what we do a lot. We snatch folks, get them over here, and come say hi to us on the radio. Yeah, go tell him just go say, look over here, and I'll get him. Yeah, we'll get him. Yeah. I'm going to have him introduce himself to you, and you can see all about Area 31. And, man, it is awesome. It is awesome program. The programs that they have, you know, adult education, Office of Special Services, you know. Man, Mr. Biggerstaff. Here you come, Mr. Biggerstaff. Mr. Biggerstaff. I like his name, Biggerstaff. Tony's just a huge name. Mr. Biggerstaff makes you want to stand up when he. Oh, I'm gonna stand up. Here he comes. I'm gonna stand up because his name is just so huge. You know, it's Mr. It's the director. I say just Mr. When you say it, it's just like Biggerstaff. It just sounds huge. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Emerson.
High five. High five. Oh, you're doing it again.
Yeah, we're absolutely happy to be back.
Gosh, you're doing it again. I got some kids out there running from booth to booth and sending some of the sponsors and get some of the information we're talking about. These partners with these kids is huge.
Yeah, we're up to more than 80 partners this year, and they represent social organizations, employers, post-secondary institutions, really a lot of our partners that are involved throughout the school year, but we're excited to see that continue to grow each year.
Well, parents should understand, and I know you do, but just real quickly, we talk about our kids, and we talk about supporting our kids, but a lot of times it's just lip service.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing here at Area 31 is you're putting you know, boots on the ground. These kids are learning things that they can do in real life. And that is so huge.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot to be said for the knowledge and technical skills that are developed. But first and foremost, it's about awareness. And our economy is not what it used to be. The jobs out there are not what they used to be, and they're forever changing. So for students to be able to connect directly with employers and talk about what the future workforce is going to look like is really important.
Especially with all the distractions. Like, you know, I'm old. I'm older than paint. But I'm 63. And we didn't have this stuff when we were kids. And if we did, I know I would have done better. And I know a lot of other kids that would have done better because they'd been exposed to this stuff at this level, which we didn't have back in the 60s.
Well, it certainly changed a lot. Even over the last 10 or 15 years, the state and national focus on college and career readiness has really changed what these programs are. So there's a really intense rigor that's designed to really prepare students for entry into the workforce as well as into college or military or whatever their next step might be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about, you know, turning the screwdriver anymore. It's about the math and science that occurs when we do that. So students really do develop a different level of understanding than they had in previous years.
And STEM. I mean, I talked about it last week on my show about the STEM programs and how huge they are and how there is a shortage of jobs, not just over in the United States, but all over the world in the STEM fields.
Yeah.
Is that resonating with educators?
Absolutely. And certainly in the career and tech ed space, it's resonating with educators because we hear from employers all the time about what those needs are. So, all of our programs connect to STEM careers and STEM activities, be it health science, where they're certainly looking at the anatomy and physiology of the body, looking at automotive service, where we're using a picoscope to measure how gear ratios affect fuel efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of our programs connects to math, science, engineering, these areas that are in really high demand in today and tomorrow's workforce, but also looking at problem-solving skills, collaboration, things like that that take place during most of our classroom and lab activities.
That is awesome. And the opportunities that you have are endless. Like Tony over here, when he first came into the program, he was looking at the law enforcement program.
Uh-huh.
But then he said, well, maybe next week I want to try something nice in the radio program. It is so huge when you have choices.
Yeah. Well, and again, a big part of this is exploration. So if they can find out now in high school what they do or don't want to do, that's really powerful before they go 2 years, 5 years after graduation, have racked up a bunch of debt, and still don't really know what they want to do to contribute to our society.
And you're going to get in debt. Unless you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, which I wouldn't, you know, debt's going to happen. But one thing about debt, when you got debt with a smile, it just feels a little bit better when you're working in your field that you love. And plus, you have a chance to test the water. That's why you're in high school, and with the many, many programs that we have here in Area 31 Center, it's just It's a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you. We have a sign hanging in our hallways as people enter that reads, "Where passions become professions." And that's really what we're hoping to do, yeah, is help kids explore what their interests are, connect to something they're really passionate about, and then hopefully find a fulfilling adulthood based, right, on that passion.
That is so true. And I'll use radio as an example. You guys are talking to TJ and Tony and Pat, Mr. Bishop, you know my story. It's like when I was in high school, I'm a high school dropout. I got my GED when I was in the Marine Corps. But if they had a radio program like this when I was in high school, I would be in your seats right now, Tony and TJ. I would be in y'all seats right now, testing these water, going on air live with the big boys downtown and on the international radio and all over the interstate and on the websites, doing it in high school now. So I know when I got to be an old fogey like I am right now, that's what I'll be doing as a living. It's high five, Mr. Biggerstaff. This is so cool. That's why I want you to really grasp that, how you can, it's high school, testing those waters that can lead to those careers when you get older.
Yeah, it's really encouraging to see the graduates who have come out of radio, TV, and all these other programs and that are working in industry. Many have gone on to continue their education at post-secondary universities, working in multimedia, some all around the world. I mean, there are tremendous opportunities, and these programs work, and that's something that often gets left out of the dialogue at our state house and at other places. There are incredible kids who are doing wonderful things in these programs, who are developing along pathways and becoming employed, you know, being great local citizens, contributing to the community, and earning a great living. So there are amazing opportunities available to kids through these programs, and we're excited to see enrollment continue to grow.
That's awesome. I know you got a lot of things you got to do. I'm so glad you stopped and talked to us, because these are your students, your kids. You got a lot of kids.
Yeah we do.
It's all your kids. It's all your kids. So when you're going to do, it's all my kids, and that's so awesome. You do an awesome thing. And like I said, you always, you know, one thing about Air 31, one thing about Giant 90.9, which is part of your program, you're always welcome on the airway. So keep the ice. You know, anytime on my show, and I'm only here because you folks like you, teachers, administrators, school board, you know, because I'm a community member, and you allow me the opportunity to come in to meld, to blend with the kids, to interact with the kids, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your support.
I appreciate it, too. We love school talk, yeah, and love WBDG, so yeah, always happy to be here.
All right, thank you, sir.
You guys have a great day.
That was the man. That's Mr. Biggerstaff. That's Mr. Biggerstaff. That's the man. Y'all know, y'all just met the man again. Uh-oh. My reporter's back. He's back. Uh-oh. Blake is back.
Yeah, we got a...
What you got, Blake?
Quite a few vendors here, a big variety of things. We've got things like... colleges, Lincoln Tech, Purdue, Indiana State, Manchester.
ISU? I went to ISU.
ISU,
I got
yeah.
I got 12 hours. Nah, okay, all right, I wasn't all stupid. I did go to college for a while. I got 12 hours credit at ISU. You know?
All right.
I got a little bit.
Come yeah, on, and we got some unique vendors such as Harley Davidson and Crew Car Wash is here too. So.
Oh, man, Crew's cool. I got me a... Am I thing expired yet? Can they renew those tags on the windshield?
Yeah, anyway. They can renew. Yeah. Yeah. And Cat, the motorized, like for tractors, and Bobcats, like the
farm equipment.
Farm equipment. Yeah.
Okay. What's it called?
Cat. It's CAT.
Okay.
Yeah. If you saw a logo, you know what it is.
Oh, okay.
And IBW Electric, Andy Moore.
Andy Moore?
Automotive, yes.
They got any cars I can test drive?
No, but there is one car over there for WeatherTech. It is a race car.
Man.
Kids are stopping by to look at it. It's pretty sweet.
That sounds fun.
We're going to test out their floor mats.
Yeah.
Pour some water. No, just kidding. I'm getting, don't do what I say. Okay, don't y'all get in trouble. Y'all. Mr. Easton, why you tell my kids go pour water in their car seat? We're testing out the water tech, you know, weather tech. Yeah. We've seen the commercials.
Yeah. And I could not find coffee yet.
Oh, man.
But the food trucks are on the other side. Yeah. They're getting breakfast. Ready. Yeah, they're all getting set up. So I didn't go over there yet because most of the trucks were still being unloaded and such.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack's Donuts is here and has donuts.
Oh, okay. That's half the half to battle.
But Jack's Donuts didn't have coffee. I was very confused on that.
Yeah. Mr. Biggerstaff, he's back in the area. Are you good? Okay.
It's a black car that's blocking the food truck space.
Black car packing. Okay. Okay. What's up? It's a black. Cause we got that. We can talk to also, Mr. Write that down.
On the west end of the parking lot, blocking a food truck space.
Okay. We got a black car parking the food truck, blocking the food trucks. Black and Mr. Car. Mr. Montgomery got a that's got a PA system back there. So I'm gonna go back and talk to him. My show's almost over. I think it's by 8 o'clock already. It is 8 o'clock already.
It is 8 o'clock.
So we're gonna go find Mr. You guys go who the radio station is gonna take it from here.
All right.
And we're gonna go find Mr. Montgomery and do a little announcement. Hey. But this is the Air 31 partnership day. My 30 minutes flew by.
Gosh. Hey Emerson.
Yeah.
You could I mean, we don't really have this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We don't really have a schedule today, so I mean,
see what he just did? He did the call sign. That was so cool.
if for the purposes of the podcast and or the replay on Sunday, if you wanted to end the show here, but if you wanted to keep going after you end the show, we could, you know, I mean, I know the producer.
Well, yeah, I gotta catch a plane and go to I go work.
Always
work. I wish I could say catch a plane, go somewhere excited.
Who you got out there with you now?
I got TJ, I got Tony, and I got Blake.
Okay,
I got a nice crew, so I'm gonna turn it over to them. And
Grant's
go
back
find
in here chomping on a muffin.
Find Mr. Montgomery and make a little small announcement. But yeah, I wish I could stay, but I got bills to pay.
All right. All righty.
So I guess I'll close out, and then we're gonna turn over to kids.
Yep.
As I call them, my kids, your kids, all my kids. They're all my kids, and they bring me bills too to pay. I don't understand it, you know. I just say, hey, pops, can you come up, take care of this for me? I said, okay, I'll take care of it. You know? But they stop taking Monopoly money down there at the store. I don't understand why. It took them for the kids last year, but this year they're not taking my Monopoly money. And they want, and then I start using money with my picture on it, and they didn't take that either. So I don't understand that, you know. So it don't make no sense. Sometimes they just want real cash, or they want credit, so. So I guess I close. Oh, that's not popcorn?
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
Right there,
it don't make
right
no
sense.
Oh, I don't make no sense. Well, I'm going to close out because to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You have teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what's going to be given back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat like Tony, like TJ, like Blake, like Caesar, like John. Who are missing? Grant. These guys have got it going on. Come out here and check out the Area 31 Partnership Day. Parents, if your kids don't know what they want to do, send them to Area 31. It will work out. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. If I see you sagging at parties today, I'm going to give you a belt, a rope, some string, some straw, something. Pull them up. Give me a conniption. The views expressed on schools on that city views MSC of Wayne Township, Giant Point 9, or WBDG, or the school board. They're my views, the views of my guests. I'll be back next week, Lord willing. But right now, come out and check out the Air 31 Partnership Day is going on right now. A lot of good stuff. See you next week on School Talk. Hey, what's up?